Welcome, beautiful family, to Bianca's Holistic Way podcast. I'm your host, Bianca, and I'm here to share with you a sacred place from the deepest part of my heart, full of health, spirituality, and knowledge about turning our experiences to our purpose. Each week, I'll be getting deep with thought leaders in health and spirituality so that you can become in alignment with me. I'm Bianca, and I'm so blessed and so beyond grateful to be here sharing with you. I have been dreaming of this for a long time, just to get really deep with you all. Not that end picture or reel that you see on Instagram, but the deep truth of everything. This podcast is going to entail health, spirituality, and people who are living their purpose and how they got there. I believe we all have a purpose here on earth, and I believe to get to that, we need to experience both pleasure and pain that lead us to our soul's mission. And for me, that's exactly my story. I turned my scars into my power, and my scars led me to be here today with experiences that have caused me to show up as my true self. I fell ill in 2016 with an extremely hard to diagnose disease of Lyme. I was exhausted all the time, in so much pain all over my body. And I felt like at this time, I not only lost the way that my physical body functioned, but I also lost my memory. I forgot simple grammar and even my times tables. And the problem here was not just the symptoms. Doctors could not figure out what was wrong with me. I was misdiagnosed with multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and even hypochondria. I was blessed enough, though, that someone told me to test for Lyme. I then received a positive test for Borrelia, the Lyme bacteria. I then went to Instagram, where I found out there were so many others just like me. I started off with quotes on a page I created called Lyme Down Under. And eventually, as I grew, I changed my name to Bianca's Holistic Way, and I started to share who I truly was, the vulnerable side. And I showed all of my travels throughout the world as I tried so many different alternative treatments in order to cure myself, after realizing that the treatment of antibiotics was only making me worse. 2 years into my Lyme diagnosis, I found out that I was living in mold. I found out that I had developed chronic inflammatory response syndrome, mast cell activation syndrome, polycystic ovaries, and I even removed my breast implants. As I went through this journey, I educated myself on the importance of food to heal the body. I decided whatever I put on the outside of my body should be just as important as what we eat. So if I can't eat it, I don't want it. The outside of our skin is the biggest organ. And I became a book of knowledge fueled with health tools as I unpeeled the onion of my health. Throughout the years, I slowly experienced a spiritual awakening as I wanted to truly understand why this was happening to my body. I wanted to feel love again and to spread love again, and I was so sick of sitting in my bed, being sick and feeling sorry for myself. I then found energy healing, and I call this part of my life the remembering. During a Reiki treatment, I had deep visualizations, and I knew in this moment it was my purpose. I was literally convulsing, and my body released so much trauma during this treatment. And I really feel like my soul was truly reminded of my purpose. I was almost finished my psychology degree when I dropped out to learn the art of Reiki and natural healing. We are all energy. Everything is created through energy, including this podcast right now. At this time, I am a Reiki energy healer, an intuitive mindset guide, and I focus on inner child healing. After studying Reiki, I followed a deep journey of shadow work where I faced my triggers. I then discovered that our inner child is truly the lens in which we view our adulthood. And when I heard my inner child again, I remembered more of my true essence. And during this time, I knew I had a purpose to heal others, to share my story, to help others who are experiencing the denialism of Lyme and all invisible illnesses. I believe we have multiple purposes on earth, and I'm going to be sitting down with those who have important messages about health and life in the hope that you end up motivated to find your purpose too. This podcast will include solo episodes of my downloads as I continue to up-level, as well as my story, illnesses, and I will also have interviews with motivational souls sharing their deep truth, and I believe their experiences will help you remind you of who you are. I sat with this idea for way too long. Who am I to call myself a visionary? I don't truly know everything about spirituality yet, and I'm still healing. These were what we call limiting beliefs that I finally let go of through deep realization that I have the power to change lives with my story. The years it took me to figure out what was wrong was too long. If I can share each one of my health issues and what I did to help them whilst using my intuition, maybe I can help someone who's going through this too. Whilst up-leveling myself, I realized we are never truly healed. We are always healing. So when is now a better time? I'm so honored to be here. My soul is screaming. My throat chakra has been released and my intuition has been heard. If you don't understand these terminologies or these words, don't worry. We would definitely be going into them. I want you all with me today to take a deep breath. Breath work in this busy lifestyle that we live in today is so important. The flight and fight response that we receive being on social media and all of the above, breath is so important to come back to. So I want you all to take a deep breath with me here today. In through the nose. And out through the mouth. I want you to think about all the stories that you have for yourself and ask yourself, how are they serving you? The pain, can it be used to create something beautiful? Maybe write that down. It's a beautiful one to reflect on because all pain is beautiful. When I realized that Lyme happened for me, and not to me, I realized how blessed I am to be here showing up as my true essence, to really project my pain into a reminder for others and to help those who are in need. Our biggest pains can truly be our biggest power. And without pain, you could not feel the abundance because you wouldn't be able to differentiate the two. So please join these episodes with an open heart. As I share my story and the stories of others, from holistic practitioners to those who create products, spiritual souls who have led me here on my journey, and the most inspirational people that can teach you just so much there is to know. I can't wait to get deep with you guys here. I'm so excited to introduce my first guest on the next episode, so please make sure you subscribe. I have an incredible, inspirational list lined up for you, and I'm so excited for you guys to hear some beautiful, life-changing information. I love you all. I want you to remember that we've got this and that you've got this. And if you run with your scars rather than using them as an excuse, life can be truly abundant. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I am so grateful for you and so proud of you for showing up for you today. The show notes of this episode will be found in the link of my bio of my Instagram, Bianca's Holistic Way, along with free chronic illness support groups. If you liked this episode, please leave me a 5-star review so others can find this podcast too. Also, if you feel like you know someone who might resonate, please feel free to share it with them as well. Thank you so much for being here today. Bless, and I will speak to you just so soon.